This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Many housing units in San Francisco have rent control. But unlike many apartments, businesses and nonprofits don't have any rent protection, and that's causing many to leave. This year, more than 4,000 businesses will be forced to close or relocate in the city. With so many changes happening, you might wonder what it takes for a small haven for punks and artists to keep from being swept away. KLW's Jeremy Dalmas headed to Mission Street to see what it takes to stay small and funky.
Valencia Street in the Mission. It's gone through some changes. But if you look beyond the new restaurants, cafes, and boutique shops, there are hints of what gave it the reputation of having some of the most eclectic underground arts organizations in the country. I'm standing inside Artists Television Access, or ATA, watching a film of half-naked fake business people making deals on unplugged phones. The film is from 2000. And they're part of a series of performance art pieces protesting gentrification in the Mission. Tonight, in honor of their 30th anniversary, ATA is kicking off a 30-hour film marathon. That's 30 hours of non-stop underground films and media art up on their screen. Exactly the kind of stuff they specialize in.
This is an all-night program, so I can stay until I can catch the morning bus.
Katie Goodman used to volunteer here, and she's in it for the long haul.
I'll be here as late as they're going, and it looks like they've got programming all through the night.
Most of the seats are taken, and upstairs, the projection booth slash office is bustling with reunions. People are buoyant, because tonight, they're not just showing 30 hours of films, they're also celebrating 30 years of friendships and 30 years of staying small and scrappy. Marshall Weber, one of ATA's founders, is introducing his film.
And for this showing, we're actually using the original vintage VHS video cassette.
A video cassette. It's like a living time capsule. Kind of like how ATA represents a culture that used to be so common in the Mission. They started in 1984, back when television meant television. Like large, clunky, rabbit-eared blocks. And right now, there is a pile of them glowing in their storefront window. One video is showing former Mayor Willie Brown getting pied.
And that's the San Francisco.
Back in 1984, ATA was more of a workshop for editing video. You needed serious equipment then. You couldn't just shoot and edit something on your phone. ATA gave budding artists a place to put their videos together and a place to show them. Later, they shifted away from charging for gear rental and editing services and focused their energy on being a theater and community space.
ATA isn't here because we wanted it to be. It's here because the community wanted it.
Weber feels like being a small, do-it-yourself organization has allowed more artists the chance to show their work here.
You know, a lot of institutions are really stuck in this museum model where it's like, well, in 2 years, we'll have a slot for you if you can, you know, whereas ATA was always, if someone good walked in the door, it was like, we'll squeeze you in here. We'll give you a night there. We'll give you a week in the gallery. Waiting a year? That's like waiting a century.
This casual, approachable, door-always-open atmosphere made them a lot of friends.
Give someone their first show, they're happy about it, they're gracious, they bring a little audience, and it kind of snowballs.
And that snowballing is how ATA does business. They are volunteer-run, meaning no staff. And no staff means no payroll. And not having to spend money on things like salaries and advertising is one of the main reasons that they were able to survive the dot-com boom of the late 90s, when commercial rents went up more than 40% in just 2 years. Just a Neighborhood Over is another modest arts organization with similar beginnings, Counterpulse. Both organizations are from the same generation of small, do-it-yourself art spaces that lean political. Keith Hennessy is a dancer who helped start the space.
Countless numbers of people made performances or choreographed dances or put together visual exhibitions or put together sex parties or workshops or political events.
Like ATA, Counterpulse was easy to work with and inclusive. And like ATA, they built up a community slowly and naturally. But during the dot-com boom, there was a lot of pressure from the landlord to move out. At the same time, they were getting more ambitious.
We started to have bigger curatorial visions. Those required money, and then if you want to play that game with funders, you then need to professionalize around that.
And so, unlike ATA, the new vision meant that they would restructure and become a more typical nonprofit so that they could get grants. They hired staff, signed a lease, and in 2005 made the move to Mission Street in the Soma District. Now, after 10 years of renting the Soma space, they are making the jump to buying a building in the Tenderloin. A huge leap for a group that was basically run out of a living room 10 years ago. Their communications director, Shamsher Virk, told me that being ready years ahead of time is key.
It's become really clear that preparation is everything for these things, so there's very little you can do when you're facing eviction next month or a doubling of your rent next month. You need to reach out at least 18 months before the end of your lease, let's say.
Which is especially relevant back down Mission Street at ATA because their lease is going to be up in 18 months. In the 80s, their connections with the neighborhood got them a long-term, cheap lease. Now, it's unclear if they'll be able to afford to renew their lease at the end of 2015. But they don't want to leave the city, the mission, or even this block. Back at the 30-hour film marathon, I meet a volunteer named Joshua Harper. He leads Against the Glass storefront and explains to me why he came out tonight.
ATA is the last bastion of what you would call underground freak culture left in the entire neighborhood. It's like a miracle it's still alive, so I'm here to support it.
Choosing to be non-hierarchical and volunteer-run has invigorated them and helped them last. But being weird and welcoming has made ATA one large offbeat family. And when their lease is up in 18 months, we'll find out if that's enough to let them survive into the next generation of their neighborhood. In San Francisco, I'm Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.
If you've got a nonprofit survival story, we want to hear it. Tell it to us on our feedback line, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106, or email us at news@kalw.org.